crop scouting is underway across winter wheat fields in South Dakota. Soils are dry and rainfall is needed. But if there's a silver lining to drought, it's the absence of fungal disease. State plant pathology specialist Madeline Shires with SDSU Extension reports tan spot and septoria are usually the earliest leaf diseases detected in wheat.
We haven't seen too much of it yet, so that's definitely been a little bit of a welcome change, unfortunately, I guess, because usually by now we see a lot of wheat that's just covered in tan spot before it's ever even started jointing and getting going.
Shire states the early season fungicide application on wheat, which is often routine for many farmers, might not be needed this year.
Obviously, get out there and scout those fields and see if you're having some tan spot, see if you're seeing any of those leaf spot diseases. But obviously, if we get moisture in that mid-May to early June time point, that could really just encourage those fungal diseases to move fast. But we might be able to take care of that with the fungicide application at heading.
One foliar disease, which is not fungal in nature, is wheat streak mosaic virus, which was a pretty big challenge in 2025. This disease is viral and is transmitted by feeding of the wheat curl mite.
We did a really late in the season survey last fall and were able to verify that the mites were still feeding and infecting plants as late as November.
Proactively, management of wheat curl mite includes genetic resistance and later planting, as insecticides are not effective on the pest. Shires indicates yield impacts from wheat streak were varied last year, but it's too early to determine if the virus will again be an issue for South Dakota farmers. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.